reflecting on the day. Yeah, that's what this audio is going to be about. I've had such an intensely active day. I think I've been talking to people and listening to people all day. I haven't actually stopped listening to people, paying attention to them, imagining what they really meant. It's just been a really, really full day. And I'm driving now back to Cork. I'm very nearly here. I've just paid the money and the toll. And I'll be back in Glanmire in about less than 15 minutes. But, you know, so it's been a Saturday out of my life. And, you know, I took it away from my family. And I did that with, you know, I only do that on special occasions. So it has been worth it, I have to say. I've met some terrifically interesting people. I've had some, been lucky enough to have had conversations with them and been able to record things. I've had been able to sit in a room and tweet about what they've been saying and listen to them. And there was even a moment towards the end of the whole day in Limerick when a woman told a story about something she and a guy had done for her birthday and his birthday, and the two of them had made something happen, and they were makers. And it's another story, it can wait for another time, but in to think that late in the day something was said in a room which might change what I do in my life. In fact, it will change what I'm going to do in my life. I've actually made a resolution to do something that I wouldn't have thought of doing if it wasn't for going out to this 3D camp in Limerick, University of Limerick today. But it's given me a few things to think about. You know, why do I do it? Why do I pour my whole of my energy, my attention into a day like today? I mean, why don't I go fishing? You know, why don't I read a newspaper? Why don't I watch a football match? Why do I go out into society doing this sort of behavior? That's a very important question. I mean, am I hoping, you know, that some scout will discover me and give me my own radio program? Yes, but we won't say anything about that. You know, yeah, I mean, I am open to offers. Give me a slot on live radio, and I'd be actually tempted to go down that road, you know. But is that my main motivation? No, it isn't really. Am I desperately trying to get out of Cork? You know, desperately trying to get away to get a bit of relief from the pressure of being in Cork all week? Well, yes, but that's not really my main motivation. I just love to travel. I love to get away. I love to get outside any box, really. Am I hugely and madly interested in tech and technologists and technologically oriented people? Well, yes, but it's not really my main motivation at all. I don't know what my main motivation is, really. I suppose the truth is that I'm on a sort of effort to discover what is it that I was born to do. You know, what is it? What's been the particular talent that I have picked up on the route through life so far? You know, what's been the particular talent that I've been given to practice? I practice a lot of things. You know, like, for example, I do a little bit of cooking and I write some poetry and I work with clients to help them grow their business. What is it? I wish I knew the answer, you know. I mean, I didn't start this audio in order to, you know, present an answer that I had worked out. I didn't tell you that. You might have thought I would. But I don't have the answer, really. It's more that I'm presenting the question. Why do I do it? Yes, I do. think it's a valuable question that somebody else might like to ask themselves. Maybe you'd like to ask yourself, why do you do what you do? I mean, it has tired me out. I am tired now. I have given away some of my energy. I have expended it. But I have loved it, you know. I did a mad 3 days once in the, or twice, certainly at least once in the Web Summit in Dublin, where I did the kind of experience I had during the day today, continuously for 3 days, might even longer, but I was a little bit younger. I don't know, why on earth would I be doing this? Am I afraid that something will happen if I don't do it? Am I afraid that I'll be lonely and I'll be in a state of anomie? I'll be alienated? God, these are words from Durkheim. Sat. Is it a way of avoiding reading a book? Might actually be that, you know. There's so many books I have on my list that I'd love to be reading. I'd love to have read. I really don't know. And you know, I kind of don't think it matters that I don't have the answer, because even if I did have the answer, it would be a temporary answer, because there's one thing that I think everyone is entitled to do, and that is to change the answer to the question, why am I doing this? And the reason I think, of all the questions in life, I feel authorized to change my answer is that it's very much in now, this very moment now, why is this the right thing for me to do? Now, that's not so difficult to answer. But why am I doing it in the general, broadest sense? That's very hard to answer. And on top of that, I think it is an answer that it's entirely... In other words, there's nothing wrong with having a different answer to the question, why are you doing this, the next time. It is just to be able to... In my mind, it's just to be able to have the humility to ask, really. The humility to not know. And to live with not knowing. Living with not knowing is the sort of flip side of living with searching, living with being curious, living with looking more, looking deeper, looking harder, looking further, looking wider. It is very much about being open. And, you know, at this stage of my life, I don't see the point in not being open. You know, when I was young, I was kind of pretty closed, really. I had very fixed, very strong ideas. You know, in terms of my adherence to any particular set of ideas, if you like, I've become a pussycat the older I get. You know, I'm more inclined to entertain new and fresh ideas than I ever was before in my entire life. You know, I'm open to all sorts of suggestions that I should answer the question, you know, why am I doing this? You know, I wouldn't dismiss any explanation. You know, somebody may think up that, well, you know, your guardian angel came to visit you in the sleep last night, Paul, and gave you a message that said, you know, when you go to Limerick, this is how you're to play it. You know, I'd believe that. You know, somebody wanted me to. I'd try it on anyway, have a go at it. So all I can say is it's great to be back in Glenmire. I'm turning right at the cloche at the bottom of the road, turning up the hill, and I'll get home and I'll stretch my legs and I'll rehydrate, because I do feel dehydrated. If I had one thing to change about today in Limerick, it would have been the provision of pint glasses of water. Tap water would have been fine. A jugs and jugs and jugs of tap water in pint glasses, though, not in small little glasses. That would have been that would have been what I would have liked. Okay, what kind of day did you have? And why did you do it? Why did you do that kind of a day? A man has just waved to me as I've driven past. one of the nice and endearing and enduring Irish habits is that when somebody passes you in a car, you salute them. Kind of wave, you lift your finger. Some places you nod your head. Others you would turn your head from side to side. Acknowledgement, though. Acknowledging the stranger. Acknowledging the other. Being open to being a creature of community. I'm allowing myself to ramble now. But it's been quite a day, you know. It's been quite a day. I certainly think it's been invested wisely. Oh my goodness. Look at the community on. I must go. I've got something to do.